Welcome to the Philharmonic Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9:20 British Summer Time. Today is October 19th. Well, today's been a very big day in the markets, particularly for the US dollar, where it was stronger against the euro by 2 full cents, the same against the Australian dollar, Canadian dollar, and pound were both weaker by a bit less than that. The US dollar had tested parity against the Australian dollar and the New Zealand, sorry, the Australian dollar and the Canadian dollar late last week, and bounced from that level rather emphatically over the last couple of days. The euro, it had fallen through the 140 level against the euro late last week, but appears to be pushing back from that level right now. So this is a larger rally for the US dollar than we've seen in about 10 weeks. There was, when lo one looks at the dollar index in particular, which is dominated by euro dollar, then there was a consolidation of about 4 points a couple of months ago, and a greater rally than 4 full points on the dollar index would really be required to suggest that there is a medium term turn in the US dollar. What we are looking at right now is at least a short-term turn. We've been talking a lot over the last 10 days, and particularly, I suppose particularly over the last 10 days, that there was an inverse correlation between the dollar and risk assets generally. And that was certainly borne out in here today. With the strength in the US dollar, there has been a corresponding weakness in precious metals, in industrial metals, and in a number of stock markets. The bulk of the US dollar strength occurred in US trading, so there's probably going to be a knock-on effect into Asia tomorrow. The Asian markets, having been relatively weak yesterday, were a bit firmer in here today by and large. So the Hang Seng was up about 1.25%, and the Nikkei was a little bit firmer. Most of the indices in Asia were a bit firmer in here today, but they have paused over the last couple of weeks, and Korea and Taiwan in particular have been a bit weaker. When we look at the way that this dollar has strengthened, in particularly in the latter half of today, it does suggest that some of the better performing markets are susceptible to a pullback and consolidation of recent gains, and potentially a medium-term correction, which is likely to form to look like a reversion back towards the 200-day moving averages. Silver today was weaker by almost a full dollar, so it touched the $25 level last week, and it's now at 23.41. So it's almost $1.60 off its high. This is a pretty sharp pullback by any stretch of the imagination, and it's testing this 10-week uptrend. It would need to rally emphatically in the next couple of days to really question the hypothesis that this is a at least a short-term peak and potentially a medium-term peak. Some additional follow-through in the next few days would certainly help to confirm that. But given the fact that we've had this big rally in the dollar, the chances that this is a peak of at least near-term significance is pretty much confirmed for some of these precious metals, particularly gold and silver. And if we have additional follow-through for the dollar tomorrow and for some of these commodities, that will really confirm that we're into mean reversion type territory. With the US seeing some of the bulk of the selling in here today, the S&P and the Dow Jones weren't down by very much. They were down by about 1.5%, and the Nasdaq perhaps a little bit more than that. Brazil, which has been touching the upper side of its year-long range in the region of just over 70,000, was down by 2.6% in here today. The Peruvian market, which has been up for I think 14 consecutive weeks, pulled back rather sharply in here today. And there are a number of the smaller Latin American countries also look susceptible to a reversion towards their means. What has been of interest is that some really very small markets that have been leading the world in terms of performance, such as Sri Lanka and Tunisia, have both lost uptrend consistency and pulled back rather violently in the last 3 weeks or so. So they have led on the upside, and they appear to be, because they are such small illiquid markets, they are more susceptible to liquidity being withdrawn. And tend to show up rather a little bit earlier, and that was certainly the case on this occasion. In the industrial metal complex, copper was weaker by just over 12 cents, so it's encountered resistance below the $4 level, having rallied really very emphatically over the last couple of months. And it has been a pretty universal story of weakness across the industrial metal complex, although copper probably had one of the bigger declines because it was one of the ones that was most overextended. And that has been very much the pattern, because what we've seen is that the ones that are most overextended relative to the 200-day moving averages are the ones where people are starting to take profits. And that has been in copper, that's been in silver. And today there was a question yesterday about the consistency of the IBM chart. Well, today on today's earnings, it pulled back really quite violently. It's forming a weekly Q reversal right now, and it suggests that we've hit at least a short-term peak, and potentially this is the beginning of a new reversionary process. I've been saying for about the last 10 days that this wasn't the time to be adding to positions because the risk of a reversion towards the mean was increasing. And certainly with today's downward dynamics on some of the better performing markets, particularly in the commodities, it would suggest that the likelihood that we are into something like that has increased really quite considerably. Now, if this isn't the a medium-term peak, then the consolidations that we see will be quite tight. They will look more like ranging consolidations, which allow 200-day moving averages to catch up. But if it's not a medium-term peak, then we'll see a countermanding upward dynamic, if not tomorrow, then in a very short period of time, and we'll see these markets push on to new high ground. At the moment, given the size of the downward dynamics and how consistent the 10-week uptrends were for shares like IBM or for things like silver, then a countermanding upward dynamic would be needed really very quickly to really question scope for some consolidation of recent powerful gains. Against this background, US Treasuries were up a tad on the day. But this isn't really a scenario where people are heading for the safe haven of treasuries, not at these yields. That momentum trade, I think, has probably passed. The US dollar is certainly going to see some upward pressure if we see some of an unwind of what has been a remarkable move over the last 10 weeks. But we would have to see a remarkable improvement in the chart pattern for US Treasuries to question the medium-term topping hypothesis. And when we take a little bit of a step back and look at possible catalysts for this little bit of profit taking, then you have the continued worry about how this situation with foreclosed mortgages is going to turn out in the USA. And China raised interest rates in here today for the first time in almost 2 years. Of course, this isn't the first tightening measure that China has implemented, but the fact that they are worried about inflation would suggest that this isn't the first of the interest rate hikes. And that would suggest that there is going to be further tightening. They are going to continue to try and slow down activity in their housing market, and it could be a relatively lengthy process. So there are things that people are looking at, and given the fact that we've had such a remarkable move over the last 10 weeks, and it really has been a sweet spot for equity markets. We know that sweet spots like this don't last for very long, and that in itself is a little bit like Heidegger's uncertainty principle, that the more well known it is, the less likely it is that it can be, or the less easily it is to be measured. And to that extent, when we do have these remarkably consistent advances that go on week after week after week, then when they've become so remarkably overextended relative to the 200-day moving average, we know that we're in for the next reversion in a relatively short period of time, and the likelihood that we've entered one of those periods has increased quite considerably. David has been in the USA for almost 3 weeks, and he'll be back in the office tomorrow, and I'm sure that he'll be raring to go. And I think with that, I will leave you for the evening, but wish all the best to all of you.